Then he said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will." Matthew 26, verses 38 through 39. This is Jesus speaking. He said his soul was overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Overwhelmed. I often say it is okay to feel emotions. It is okay to feel overwhelmed. It is okay to feel sadness or anxiety. And as you can see, even Jesus said he was overwhelmed to the point of death. So at times we get overwhelmed, we get sad, and we say, "Lord, why am I still here? Why am I still walking on this earth? Just take me away." I had a friend that I spoke with recently, and she said, "Wesleyan, it's just so hard. Everything is so hard. When I make a few steps forward, I feel like I'm just taking so many steps backwards. I just can't do this anymore. I just want to give up." And so I had to speak to her, and I told her, "I know it's hard. I understand how difficult it's been. You've been fighting and fighting and fighting for so long. And I want you to know that the fight that you're going through, although it's hard, it's not worth giving up." And so I encouraged her. I said, "I really think you need to go speak to someone professionally. I really want you to speak to a therapist." And she obliged. She said, "I will." Because yes, God is enough. Yes, having faith, being strong in our faith is enough. But sometimes we need a professional that can help us calm our racing thoughts, that can help us process the trauma that we've gone through. Sometimes we need someone outside of ourselves. We need a physical person that we can speak to each and every week to remind us the things swirling in our brain, the things around us, that we don't have to deal with them alone. And anytime I have recommended someone to go see a therapist within a few sessions, their faith is stronger. Therapy doesn't make your faith waver. It makes your faith stronger because it clears up all of those negative thoughts and negative emotions that you are rolling around in your brain, and it helps put them in a nice, organized path. And you will see God show up. You will understand, wait, in all of this that happened, as bad as it seemed, as hard as it was, you were with me, God. You were there. And the next verse says, Jesus fell to the ground and prayed. He prayed. When we're in overwhelm, we have to pray. We have to seek God. And he said, "Take this cup from me." This cup represents the heavy burden he was carrying. So when you say, "God, take this cup, take it away." And he said, "Not as I will, but as you will." Our prayer should always be, "Not my will, God, your will. Not my will, God, thy will. Take this burden, take this heaviness from me. I am fully submitting to you." And so in those moments of overwhelm, in those moments of sadness, when you are so deep in despair that you cannot pull yourself out, I want you to pray. I want you to fully submit to God. Ask him to reveal his face to you. But I also encourage you to seek some professional help. Seek someone who has been trained to help you work through whatever challenges that you're having. And remember, not your will, but His will. And His will always prevail. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you, even in your darkest days. Be blessed today.